Our locker room chats continue here tonight. KNZA 103.9 FM on to Hiawatha and the Redhawks as they're off to a couple of games this year. And we'll start here with the girls' head coach. That is Brady Jasper. It is presented by Carl's Body Shop. And the Lady Redhawks off to a good start. Two games and two wins, and two close wins to be exact. And we'll dive into the Troy victory on Tuesday night momentarily, Coach. But again, victories over Marysville and Troy to start. How pleased are you with your team's performance through a couple of games?
Yeah, we're very pleased. Two excellent close games, as you mentioned, games that really could have gone either way, hard-fought games by both teams, and so we feel fortunate to be 2-0.
How about the win against Troy on Tuesday night? You pull away late, 43-33. It was a Troy team that really clawed back in the first half. You guys jumped out to a 16-4 lead and seemed to have all the control, but Trojans, they fought hard. They tied the game at halftime, and again, it was kind of a grind in the second half, but just kind of the ebbs and flows of that game. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, it was really back and forth. I think we led one time at 16-4, and they responded with about a 15-3 run of their own. That game was tied at halftime and just really close most of the way through. We were able to pull away just a little bit in the third quarter. We got a couple three-pointers from the corner by Darcy Lears, gave us a little breathing room, and another one from Abby Elfner that kind of allowed us to play from in front of that game. So hard-fought battle over there. That's a very much improved Troy team, and we knew it would be tough. So same as Marysville, we felt fortunate to win it.
Yeah, the first game against Marysville, 34-32, and then victory against Troy, 43-33. And you touched on Darcy Lears there and a 25-point night for her. She was really big. She had 13 in the third quarter, really kind of a difference maker for you.
Yeah, she's capable of those types of moments. We lean on her a little bit. We expect her to carry some of the scoring load as well as do a lot of the hard work on the defensive end, too. She had several steals last night. We need those types of games from her.
Abby Elfner, we talked about her a moment ago as well. And, you know, just her length, you know, listed at 6'1", she can pass, dribble, and shoot, and, you know, can really kind of do it all at every level. You know, how nice is it to have a piece like that and just kind of being able to work with that within the offense and the defense?
Well, she's a very nice piece to have. Like you said, I feel a little pressure on myself around having her. I think we got to find a good way to use her, how we can get the most out of her abilities and talents, whether that's shooting the ball from the outside or trying to score on the interior. She's a good rebounder and shot blocker, so she brings a lot to the table. We just have to be smart enough to maximize her ability for our team.
A tough start to the year, you know, a grind of a couple of games with Marysville and Troy, and it doesn't get any easier on Friday this week. You go to Centralia, you know, a ranked team in their own right in 1A Division I, and, you know, they're coming off a win over Care Paravel, but they've also seen the likes of Nemaha Central here early, so the Panthers are 1-1. You know, what do you know about this Centralia team here early on, and again, another tough one here this week?
Well, we know it's going to be a tough one, but that's about all we know about them. I don't know a lot about their team or players. We've never been there before or even played them since I've been here, so that'll be something that's kind of new. We know the history of Centralia and how successful all their sports have been, and especially their girls basketball team here lately. So we're just going to kind of focus on ourselves and think about the things that we need to do to improve and go from there.
Hiawatha girls off to a good start. They're 2-0, coming off the win over Troy on Tuesday night. They make the trip to Centralia on Friday night this week. Brady Jasper, head coach of the Lady Redhawks, in our conversation with the coach presented by Carl's Body Shop. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Go get them on Friday against Centralia, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks a lot.